You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us knows that music is life is life is.
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under.
Thank you.
from the new Ambulance EP. That was Vanity Rides with their song Revival. And prior to that, we heard the title track of the EP, Ambulance. To open up the episode, we heard Henry. And to open up the episode, Always from Hard as Nails from the Go Hard or Go Home EP launch. G'day, I'm Erk. Welcome to episode 348 of Erk FM Australia. Calling this week's episode Attacking the Charts Hard for reasons that I'll tell you about in a moment. I was very pleased to be emceeing the Hard as Nails EP launch last weekend at the Baldface Stag. It was a lot of fun, and you'll hear more from that particular gig on next week's episode of Erk FM Metal Monday. But yes, absolutely great to see Hard as Nails and the amount of work that they've put into the EP. The first song, Always, was written by the drummer, Reese. That was his very first song that he brought to the band. A stonking way to open up the episode. We heard then an old favourite of the band's, Henry, and then we moved on to Vanity Riots with their songs Ambulance and Revival. Hope you enjoyed last week's episode, which was an interview between myself and Monica from Vanity Riots. They are launching their EP in Sydney this weekend, so if you're listening to this very soon after it comes out, the 25th of May at the Sly Fox at Newtown. So that will be cool to see those guys. Haven't seen their new lineup yet, but I've heard it, and it sounds absolutely great. What do you do when your guitarist leaves? Well, you replace with two guitarists. That's what Vanity Riots have thought on this particular occasion. You are listening to Erk FM Australia, which you can hear on Erk FM, Tracks Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Insomnia Radio Australia.
Goosebumps just at the camera. If you are going to take photographs, can you please turn your flash off? It's most important on the underground. Can you turn your flash off when you use the camera? And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
Now, here on Erk FM Australia and other podcasts, such as those hosted by the Association of Music Podcasting, the charts, the music charts, aren't necessarily a consideration because the bands that I'm mainly featuring here are independent and unsigned. However, there's one band who I've played here on Erk FM Australia before. They're just about to release their debut album, and they've decided to go ahead and actually make an attack on the Australian charts and to see how far they can get up the charts. If you go to a link on the show notes at erkfmaustralia.com, episode 348, you'll be able to see a link. And you'll be able to pre-purchase the debut album from Melbourne female-fronted rock band Belusira. And if you click on that link, and if you buy the CD in Australia, pre-ordered online via JB Hi-Fi, the band will sign the CD for you, or you can pre-order it in store as well at JB Hi-Fi. So we'll see how far Belusira will be able to go up the charts. They are touring very, very soon. I hope to be at the Sydney launch of the album at the Annandale Hotel. If you go to erkfmaustralia.com, on the sidebar, and there's also a separate page, you'll be able to see what events that I'm confirmed that I'm going to. Hopefully this will include the Belusira Sydney launch. They're also launching their album in Melbourne, and they have shows in Adelaide as well. So from Melbourne, female-fronted hard rock, you know I like that, here are Belusira with their song Closer to Me. I'm Erk. You're listening to Erk FM Australia. ErkFMAustralia.com.
No words left.
Hey, you. Yes, you, listening to this right now. Do you have anywhere to go?
I have nowhere else to go.
You do now. Come and check out ErkPod, Erk's original talk podcast since 2007. News, politics, sport, religion. Yeah, maybe, maybe not. Just depends on what I feel like talking about on a particular day. If you like travel, no need to worry about full body massages or x-rays or scanning or late taxis to the airport. You can, from the comfort of your home, travel wherever I do. Come join me, Erk, on ErkPod.
I have nowhere else to go.
Yes, you do. Come and listen to ErkPod, part of Channel Erk, channelerk.com.
Probably just take my job.
You're listening to Urk FM Australia on Urk FM, Trax Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Insomnia Radio Australia. And from their debut EP, that was the title track, Pistols and Heartbeats by Stellar Addiction. And prior to that, we heard a live song as recorded by me, Ra-Di-Da, also by Stellar Addiction. And prior to that, we heard a double from Bel Yasira with Culprit and opening with Closer to Me. Looking forward to seeing Stellar Addiction. They've been away from the live gig scene here in Sydney for a few months now. Again, if you're quick, Saturday night, the 25th of May, seems to be the night that all of the bands that I like have got gigs on in Sydney. Some nights there's nothing in terms of bands that I know, and then in other nights they're all on the same night. Stellar Addiction have a new lineup, so I'll be looking forward to seeing their new lineup on Saturday night. Sherry, their singer that you heard there, she has moved on, and there's a new vocalist, Stacey, who I've seen on a video from the Stellar Addiction Facebook page, but I actually haven't met her yet. So it'll be interesting to see and hear what Stellar Addiction have in store for us. Stellar Addiction version 2.0, maybe? We'll see. At what point do you say, okay, band finished, new band? You know, sometimes it's easier to replace someone like a guitarist or a bass player or even a drummer, but when you change your vocalist, it can be very interesting indeed. I'll find out and I'll report back. So Stellar Addiction, looking forward to seeing them. As I was saying, Saturday night, the 25th of May, OMG, there's just so many gigs going on. Of course, there's lots of gigs going on, especially on a Friday and Saturday night in Sydney. But when you think about bands that I know, bands that I've featured here on Urk FM before, there's just so many on the same night, which sometimes happens, sometimes doesn't. If you're heading along from Parramatta Road at Parramatta, heading down the M4 or heading down Parramatta Road from Parramatta, this will give you a classic example of who you could see on a Saturday night, just taking into account the bands that I know that I'll mention here, not including venues that I know have music on where I don't necessarily know the bands. Driving down Parramatta Road towards the city, you could make a stop at the Sydney Lifehouse and see Cordia, our awesome Hungarian-fronted metal band. Absolutely awesome, Cordia. So you can drop in and see those guys. If you drive a little bit further towards the city along Parramatta Road, you'll come up to the Bald-Faced Stag, where I saw Hard as Nails last Saturday night, and there you'll be able to see Stellar Addiction. Keep on driving towards the city, and if you turn right at the Annandale Hotel and head to Newtown, you'll be able to see Vanity Riots and Rattlesnake, amongst others, at the Sly Fox in Newtown for Vanity Riots EP launch, amongst other things. If, however, at the Annandale you continue straight ahead for a little bit and then turn left, you could head up to the Roxby in Glebe and you'll be able to see Evil Ugly, who were featured here before, another band with a lineup change or a couple of lineup changes, and they'll be also playing with Flannelette, who are from Brisbane, who are down for the weekend. So that would be a good gig to go to as well. But if you continued straight ahead at the Annandale and you headed in towards the city along Parramatta Road and Broadway, you'd end up at Venom, and you can see there NASJAP, not another sequel, just another prequel, and Dawn Heist and Metal Mad, amongst other things, maybe even DJGs, who knows. But yeah, Saturday night, there's just so much going on, and then you'll have other nights where, you know, there's other bands on and they're good, but I might not necessarily know them. I've got all these event invites and it's like, I don't know where I'm doing, and I can't even say, I've got nowhere else to go, because on Saturday night, I've got heaps of places where I could be going.
boy walks half down on the broken track. Father said, my son, come on back. So much trouble I must leave behind. You can still do well, let me remind. Oh, 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 oh.
Courtesy of SGC Media, that was Abby May with a track from her new album, Kiss My Cropolips. You might have been able to figure out that that song was called Sex Tourette's, and she's got a certain vibe going on. Each song is different that I've heard so far from the album. I haven't heard the entire album yet, but every song I've heard has been different, which is good because you get some bands and every song sort of sounds the same with a little bit of variation quite possibly in between. But on this particular album, based on what I've heard from before, what I've heard of, Abby's certainly got a lot of different things going on in her head when it comes to music at the moment, which is absolutely awesome. She will be embarking very, very shortly on a tour of Australia. Hopefully I'll be able to get to see her, but I'm not totally sure if that's going to happen yet. Prior to Abby May, we heard from Hey Geronimo with their song, the Dan Kelly song. It's my understanding that at least a couple of the members of Hey Geronimo are absolutely obsessed over Dan Kelly, so they thought they'd write a song about him. And to open up that particular set, we heard from Sons of the East with their song called Hold On. Now, of course, Hey Geronimo, they have been here on IRC FM before, and they tell us on their page that it's a long way to the shop if you want a sausage roll, and it definitely, definitely is. They play pop music, and they've been out and about. I last heard of them, they were somewhere in the UK from memory. Let me just have a quick look to see where they've been lately. They're somewhere in the world. Keep your eyes on their websites, and then that way you can see exactly where they are. There's a lot of Australian artists going out and about at the moment. The Great Escape's just finished in the UK. My buddy Clivers, Peter Clivero from the very carefully pronounced Suffolk and Cool, he has been at the Great Escape and bumped into Australian artists, so that is absolutely great. He's from the east coast of England and seeing and supporting Aussie music from over there. So thumbs up to Clivers on that one, a fellow member of the Association of Music Podcasting. We also heard from Sons of the East with their song Hold On, also courtesy of SGC Media. Their film clip is now on YouTube for that particular song, Hold On. They are a three-piece band from Sydney. They call themselves Indie, Folk and Acoustic. And as I just mentioned, they are a three-piece indie folk band from Sydney, consisting of Jack, Nick and Dan. They were formed in mid-2011. They've played multiple venues throughout Sydney and up and down the east coast of New South Wales, seeming to draw a crowd whenever they play. So they've just released the film clip for their debut single, Hold On, which you've just heard. They've also been recording their debut EP. They also received some airplay on Triple J without releasing a single track, which is not easy to do. So that was Sons of the East. We are going to continue on with some tracks courtesy of Insomnia Radio. Of course, this particular episode can be heard on Insomnia Radio Australia and also IRC FM. And we are about to hear from the Monks of Melanoir. They are a four-piece band. They're alternative rockers from Sydney, having formed just over 3 years ago. They have performed at the LA Music Awards at the Avalon Theatre in Los Angeles. They picked up the Best International Rock Artist Award. They are now recording the first four tracks of their debut album with legendary producer Keith Olsen, who has produced for Ozzy Osbourne, Fleetwood Mac and Santana. So you have to keep an eye out for that album. Should be available very, very soon. They draw on a number of differing influences from the past and present, including the soundscape prowess of Pink Floyd, the free-natured blues of Led Zeppelin, and the modern blazing soul and the modern sound even of Muse. I must actually quickly tell you a funny story about Muse. Now, of course, Muse are a band that I do like, but I don't particularly follow what they're up to. Of course, I'm here for the little guy, the independent and unsigned guy. And when you combine things like music podcasts and, you know, making my own shows and everything, I'm really listening to a lot of independent and unsigned stuff. But I was taking a night off podcasting last week and I was watching what could best be described as a documentary about Japanese erotic arts. Or if you want to call it Japanese porn, go right ahead. So I'm watching this segment about what they call soap houses. I wasn't really paying attention, in Japan. And all of a sudden, this song came on. It was somewhat familiar, but it was sounding somewhat new as well. I couldn't really picture it. I couldn't really pick it. And I'm thinking, what is the name of this song? I must know this name of the song. As I said, it sounded somewhat familiar to me. So I kept on playing it back. It was good. I was watching it on cable TV, so I was able to rewind it, play it, and eventually I thought, I know this song. This song is mainstream. It's not independent, so it's not like an indie artist like Hard as Nails, who, by the way, apparently have had one of their tracks featured in another porno film. So I thought, it's not an independent act, so I'll be able to get Shazam and I'll be able to Shazam it. Now, in case you don't know, Shazam is an app rather that you can get for the iPhone, and I think you can get it for the Android and that sort of thing. And you hold the phone up to wherever the music's coming from and it can identify the track, and you can go and buy it and all that sort of stuff. And I eventually got Shazam to work and it identified a Muse song. So I found a Muse song while basically watching Japanese porn, which is interesting in itself. But the funny thing is, I had never used Shazam to that point because most of the stuff I listen to is independent and unsigned, which wouldn't be on Shazam anyway. But yeah, I found it and I used Shazam for the first time because I heard music watching Japanese porn. And you wouldn't have thought, you know, here I am watching some, you know, erotica from Japan, and I'm thinking, what's the name of that song? That's a little bit familiar. So we are going to hear from the Monks of Melomar now, and the song that we are about to hear, not sure yet if I'm going to borrow these bikes for Erk FM Metal Monday, the song you're about to hear, somewhat appropriately considering my last story, is called Control.
Across the night.
It's hard to believe, but that was our penultimate track. That was, again, courtesy of Insomnia Radio with the song called Kaleidoscope by the Sun Sleepers. Prior to that, we heard from Skyways or Highways. Yeah, I like that. If We Get Caught, We Never Met, and to open up that track, we heard, just after My Japanese Porn Story, we heard Monks of Melanoir with their song called Control. We have one track to come, but first of all, of course, I must tell you a little bit about Skyways or Highways. I try and give you a summary here on the show, but if you want to find out more, many of the bands have lots of videos and music that you can listen to, and you can find out more about them. We have a whole heap of photos and videos here, which doesn't necessarily translate well to audio, unfortunately. Lots of pretty stuff. They have, and looks like, an album out called So Young, Let Them Run Wild, and their self-titled track. We also heard from the Sun Sleepers with their song. It's a very pretty song called Kaleidoscope. And they are from Melbourne, with Stace on guitar and Amanda on vocals and keys. Their debut EP was The Smoke Before the Fire. They bring a fresh feel to indie pop with the latest single Kaleidoscope from their follow-up EP, aptly titled Brightness. Brightness was released on the 22nd of February 2013 and is available from the usual downloading places. They are from Melbourne, which there's a lot of great music coming from Melbourne, which is great, as always. We have to tell you a little bit about Skyways or Highways. The band that you heard called Skyways or Highways, originally from Byron Bay on the north coast of New South Wales, now calling Melbourne home. Their influences include the Beach Boys, Brand New, Brian Wilson, the Get Up Kids, and Nirvana. They are inspired by 60s pop punk, and it also owes a little bit to the Beach Boys. They are describing themselves as sunshine punk, which is a very, very interesting way to describe it. The two band members originally were in Byron Bay, but they decided to move to Melbourne to pursue their musical depth. They have recently released their debut EP, Let Them Run Wild, which is absolutely awesome. We have one band to come here on IRC FM Australia today, again from Insomnia Radio Australia. This is going to be called Beats and Breakfast by CLN. This is going to be something different to finish up the episode. Normally, I like to finish the episode with a rocking track, but that doesn't necessarily happen all the time, and I'm going to make a big exception this time. We're going to hear some chilled electronic music, and the genre, he describes it as future beats from Brisbane with influences such as Flume, Flying Lotus, and a lot more. Here is CLN with some chilled electronic music to finish things up. I'll be back to wrap things up right after this. This is Beats and Breakfast. You're listening to IRC on IRC FM Australia, Insomnia Radio Australia, Trax Radio, and Stitcher Radio.
Shadow beat me to the ground again. Hold me down under the moon till I'm black. Across the night.
Yeah, something different. I wasn't necessarily expecting it to be like that. I was expecting it to be a bit more electronic. I don't know. It's hard to say. But good. Anyway, that was CLN from Brisbane with Beats and Breakfast. On this episode, we have heard from Hard as Nails, Vanity Riot, Spell You Sera, Stellar Addiction, Sons of the East, Hey Geronimo, Abby May, Monks of Melanoir, Skyways or Highways, The Sun Sleepers, and CLN. Our music today has come directly from the artist SGC Media, Insomnia Radio, and of course one track recorded by me. If all of this music isn't enough, you can also check out more music by me on Wednesdays with music from outside Australia on IRC FM International. If you like your music a little bit harder, although there is a hard rock crossover, you can also listen to IRC FM Metal Monday. It's on Mondays, it's hosted by me, and it's about metal, funnily enough. And if all that's not enough, you can check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org. There's over 40 people just like me, hopefully without the Japanese porn stories, sharing with you great music from around the world. And as I've mentioned on this particular episode, just because they're overseas doesn't mean that they're not promoting Australian music just like I am. Anywho, I'm Erk. Check out the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org. I'll actually be hosting episode 389 of Amp New Music Weekly with possibly a new Australian band to me, which I think you might like, but I'm going to have to make some more inquiries about that. Anywho, I'm Erk. Thank you very much for listening. Also, check out my buddies at Trax Radio, and there's a lot more music also on Stitcher Radio, and check out the other shows on the Insomnia Radio Network as well. Anywho, I'm Erk. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. A little bit different this week, a little bit of a different selection. A show of three parts, but it's all good. Until next week, don't forget that music is life. Hopefully I might see you at a gig. Good night, Interweb.
Music is love.